And now let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View, Channel 110.
Well, welcome back. Later this hour, a guy who loves to scare, and top of the hour, it's all about athletic gear. But we continue now with one of my longtime friends, Ellie McGuire. Her new children's book is Schmitty the Weather Dog. Hi, Ellie. Happy birthday.
Hey, Maggie. How are you?
I'm fine. But happy birthday to you, too.
And happy birthday to you tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So let's talk about the wonderful book that you have out now.
Yes, it just came out this week, so how apropos, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, it's kind of life imitating art. It's a book I wrote and put in a drawer 7 years ago, so talk about waiting a while, and just came out with it this week. It's called Schmitty the Weather Dog, and this book is Daydream. So that's the book that I have out right now.
So talk about where you got the idea from it, because I know that Schmitty has been such a part of your lives for so long.
Right. Well, Schmitty, after 9/11, Schmitty was an inspiration to help give back to the firefighters, and we've done things all across, she's been my inspiration to give back. I left corporate life, and now I tell everyone I work for my dog, and my significant other, midstream, midlife, decided to become a weatherman, and I used to laugh when Schmitty and I would go out, and it would start raining, and I didn't have an umbrella, and I was like, what's up with that? So I think that all weathermen sort of have a problem with maybe giving the right weather forecast. So Schmitty comes to the rescue and helps her two-legged dad become a weatherman and helps predict the weather accurately.
But you're planning on really taking this book around and sharing it with kids all across the country.
Right. What seems to be really hitting a button right now, Maggie, is there's a program out there, a national program called STEM, and it stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. And they want kids, American kids, to get more into that subject, especially little girls. So here's Schmitty bringing science to kids. What's better than that? A cute dog that likes to dress up and is really smart.
And even more so than that, Schmitty has good fashion sense.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, and why shouldn't you? You can predict the weather and still know what raincoat. She has a whole line of New Yorkie products, New Yorkie fashions. In fact, she's the subject of a major fashion show during Fashion Week in February every year, during Fashion Week, called New Yorkie Celebrity Doggy Fashion Show. So all of the fashions that Schmitty has on in the book are from the New Yorkie line.
And speaking of the New Yorkie line, folks can go and actually see the video at schmittysays.com, and that's S-C-H.
No, it's actually, may I correct you? Oh. It's schmittytheweatherdog.com.
Oh, schmittytheweatherdog.com.
That's okay. You can get the book. You can see funny videos. In fact, my significant other, who is a weatherman, meteorologist Ron Trotta, and Schmitty the Weather Dog have done over 400 videos all across the country. It all started with the presidential election in 2008. We went mm-hmm. across country visiting shelters, and Ron started doing weather reports and found out that he did a better job and was more accurate when Schmitty the Weather Dog was, whispering in his ear. So she has a nose for the weather.
Yeah. The other thing is, though, with the fashions, you've really created quite a following, and so a portion of it goes to help shelters around the country, too.
Yes, and every year with the fashion show, all the money goes to a wonderful organization called Angel on a Leash, which helps train dogs to go into hospitals all across the country. And the founder is David Fry, which kind of comes full circle, who is the 23-year voice of the Westminster Kennel Club dog show. So that's during that week as well. So he and I host the show. We've had celebrities from Miss USA to MTV to Celeste Holmes to Peter Yarrow from Peter Paul. Mary. So every year there's...
And a couple of athletes have thrown in there too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I know that you're into athletes. Ron mm-hmm. Hopper, five-time NBA champion. Do you know what teams, Maggie? Can I put you on the...
Let me guess. No.
Three times for Chicago and two times for LA Lakers. So he walked the runway last year with the Basset Hound from Tommy Hilfiger commercials and in a basketball shirt, of course, a New Yorkie basketball shirt. So everything is tied back. It's a way to bring people and their pets closer together through fashion.
One of the other things that you talk about, though, is creating a place for people to feel really comfortable with their animals.
Exactly. And the way to do it is, you know, like we have a line of, we have leashes. They're taxi cab inspired leashes, black and white checkerboard. And so we dress up the people with the belt to match and jewelry or something. So there's that connection. Most people love their dogs. And this is just even a more fun way to spend more time with your dogs, you know, and just really have that connection. And even Schmitty going in with the book, meteorologist Ron Trotta, we're going to be doing book tours all across the country. And the fun thing is I get to bring along a real live meteorologist, and I get to bring Schmitty the weather dog. How cute is that? Mm-hmm. But they talk about the weather and how the weather affects taking care of your pets. For example, thunderstorms really scares your dogs, so make sure they're in a safe place. More dogs run away during thunderstorms and 4th of July fireworks than any other time of the year. You know, so tips like that, you know, if it's too hot, make sure you keep your dog out of the sun, you know, make sure, you know, paws on the hot pavement, in the, you know, salt in the snow, you know, can really burn the dog's paws. So we relate taking care of your pet with the weather and how the weather affects taking care of your pet. So it really comes full circle, and I think that when kids learn to take care of their pets and really love their animals, they turn out to be really wonderful adults.
Once again, we're talking with Ellie McGuire. She's an author now and has done PR and owner of Schmitty the Weather Dog.
I think Schmitty might have something to say about that.
Well, yeah, I know. Schmitty actually probably owns you. Right? Exactly. Let's talk about how you raised money, because publishing your own book can be somewhat expensive and getting it all done. And you went to Kickstarter.
I did. Thank you for mentioning that, Maggie. Mm-hmm. That was a really wonderful experience. I went on Kickstarter and went through the whole process, and it was just enlightening, and raised the money to publish the book, because once again, publishing a book, if you've ever tried to go to publishers, you know, all the big houses, if you're not Bill Clinton with his cat, or, you know, I remember when, you know, or different people like Obama with Bo, then, you know, it's hard for the little guy to get noticed. So Kickstarter is a wonderful way. It's a way for independent people to raise money for their projects. So we went on that and raised the money. And here I am self-publishing. And now we have New Yorkie Press is now the press that's done the book. And we're very, very excited about it.
And people should know a little bit more about Kickstarter, too, because it's not just for doing books, but for almost anything you want. When you donate, it's not necessarily anything that you can write off on your taxes, but it is a way to help people fulfill their dreams.
Exactly. Well put, Maggie. It's you could do movies. I mean, people go on there for new products, anything launching, because finding money, as we all know nowadays, is not easy. And, you know, how many times can you go to your relatives, or can you go and get, you know, you just can't, little guys just can't get the funding they used to be able to get. So Kickstarter is just a perfect way to go and solicit. So it's not a donation. It's more of
a gift.
A gift. It's what do they call it?
A pledge.
You pledge and you get something for it. So it's almost like PBS. When you pledge, there's different levels. You know, for $10 you could get a Schmitty the Weather Dog card and button. You know, for $25 you could get this, a book and a autograph, you know, and stuff. So there's pledges, and people went on and pledged. So it is, it's wonderful. So they benefit by feeling they're helping the new guy come up with a new product or a new book or a new movie, and then you benefit because their pledge helps you to go forth and create.
Let's talk about your illustrator.
Oh, yeah, let's. Oh, my God, how blessed am I? I had two illustrators that I've worked before, because we've done cards and calendars in the past. They both, one moved to Germany and one moved to Russia. And I'm like, wow, was it something I said? Anyway, so I went to my friend at Warner Brothers, who's a good friend of mine, and I said, do you know anyone? And he had had an intern at Warner Brothers, so interning is wonderful. And he said, this kid is the next best thing. So I said, really? And we worked together. He just graduated from art school out in Pasadena, California. His name is Simone Estrada. And I thought it would take 3 months. Maggie, this is about persistence and determination, totally. It took us 13 months to do this. And every step of the way, I would take a picture of what I thought would be a great scene, and he would draw, you know, I mean, he's phenomenal. And I can't tell you, we're getting rave reviews on the illustrations, definitely.
And so he's helped bring the book to life with Schmitty.
Oh, my God.
I thought he really captured Schmitty's look.
Oh, my God. It's just so much fun. In fact, I have had requests for G. Clay's and to do prints of the pages. It's that special. So I really am very excited, you know. So he's already waiting for, as he says in the book bio, he says he's waiting for the next book, you know, to start working on the next book, which I'm thrilled at because, to tell you the truth, it's, you know, I'm a baby boomer. And he's what generation are kids? Are 23-year-olds.
Generation Xers or something like that?
No, I think they're even younger than Generation.
Oh, my. Okay.
Just got out of college, yeah. And he's getting new jobs because of this book. I mean, this book has just elevated him to a place. So how special. Kickstarter, raise the money. You know, we did it all on our own. And, Maggie, if there's ever somebody out there listening to your show that says, oh, I don't know if I can do that, you can do anything you put your mind to. And, in fact, the book in the bio itself on the flap, it says this is a book about overcoming obstacles because you have to understand, Maggie, Schmitty's only 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. So how does she avoid all these big, you know, these shoes and baby strollers and living in New York City, the big city, and she overcomes all of that to learn how to tell the weather to help her two-legged dad become a meteorologist. And so, you know, so it's really a story about overcoming, you know, if you believe you can do something, you're only limited by your imagination.
Very true. So if people need to know more, once again, you're going to be going out and you're going to have the tour dates posted on the website?
Yes, at schmittytheweatherdog.com. The tour dates will be there. It will be there. And we're actually going to, what is it, NABA? Is that how you say it? NAIBA with independent booksellers. We're very excited. That's where we're heading right now, where all these independent booksellers gather to find the next new thing. So hopefully they'll be finding out that Schmitty's the next new thing.
Right. And also, you've got an event coming up this Sunday in Rhode Island.
Yes, I'm from Rhode Island originally, and there's a cafe called Little Falls Cafe right in Patuxent, a historic village in Rhode Island, and they are very excited because I have been going there since I was 4 years old, and I won't tell you how old I am on my birthday, but it's been a while.
Nor will I.
So, yes, exactly. And we're as young as we think, and right now I'm 21, Maggie. Yeah.
Again.
Again. Anyway, but the book, the cafe is a great place. It's you know, where people go to read and to, you know, to get their coffee, etc. And it's actually an independent cafe, and we'll be there doing a book reading for, you know, for the kids, for the parents, grandparents, and everybody's very excited. So I'm really going back to my roots to tell the story
and to kind of kick off your little tour. And again, it's to encourage mostly girls but also guys about the science and math and engineering that is so important right now. Really, so many people are working toward getting these kids moving in that direction because this country has fallen behind because of the lack of good engineers. You know, when you think about the space program, the average age of the people who put the men in space and had them walking on the moon was 24 years old.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's why I listen to your show, Maggie,
yeah.
Because really have a lot of great information, but it's true. And if we can get even especially, I don't know if what, since I didn't know you when you were a little girl, but as a little girl, you know, you're very kind of timid and shy women, you know, and there's statistics all over the place that talk about how even little girls in school don't raise their hand as much as little boys. So it's a really a big issue that they have the brains, but they just, it's a process, a developmental process of just being able to step forward and want to be in those areas. So imagine if we could take all the little girls in the United States and really get them excited about these subjects, what an explosion of brilliance would be happening in the United States.
Yeah. All right. That's my friend Ellie McGuire. And you can find out more by going to SchmittyTheWeatherDog.com, because that will be the place where you can find fashions, the books, and a lot more information about their tour. Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you, Maggie, and happy birthday, Maggie.
Thank you, and same to you. And give my best to Ron, because I heard him in the background, and also to Schmitty.
Schmitty the weather dog, yay!
Okay.
Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you. Coming up, a prelude to Halloween. We'll be right back.
And now, let's join Maggie Linton on Sirius XM Urban View, Channel 110.